The listening test will start soon. Please get ready. Senior High Third Grade Listening Test, April 2017. Part A. You'll hear the dialogues only once. Please read through the questions carefully before you listen. Dialogue 1.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Jones. It's Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Is Bob home?
I'm afraid he's out right now. I asked him to buy a few things at the supermarket. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. I want to know if he's coming to our soccer practice this afternoon. I need to tell our coach how many students are coming.
All right. He should be back in 5 or 10 minutes.
Thanks. Could you ask him to call my cell phone?
Sure. I'll tell him to call you as soon as he comes back.
Dialogue 2.
Hello, can I see your ticket and passport, sir?
Yes, here they are.
Which would you prefer, a window seat or an aisle seat?
I'd like to have a window seat.
Oh, sorry. All the window seats are already full on this flight. Would you mind taking an aisle seat?
Well, if I have no choice, can I bring in this backpack? My laptop is in it.
Yes, you can, but you need to open it at the security check. Also, you can't use any electronic devices during takeoff and landing. Here's your boarding pass, sir. Your plane will depart from gate 32. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
Part B. Listen to this longer passage about education and technology and answer the following questions. You will hear the passage twice. Technology is changing the way we live, but it hasn't had much impact on the way people learn at school. In nearly every high school classroom around the world, the desks face forwards with the teacher at the front, just like your classroom right now. The curriculum and theory in most schools in every country have not really changed for hundreds of years. Tom Smith, an educational expert at Harvard University, says, "The world needs a new curriculum. We have to rethink the 19th century curriculum. Most of the education products on the market are just aids to teach the existing curriculum," he says, "based on the idea that we need to teach better what we teach today." But he believes that this is a wrong concept. He feels a completely new core of subjects is needed, focusing on the skills that will equip today's learners for tomorrow's world of work. These include problem solving, creative thinking, and collaboration. Change is starting to happen already. The flipped classroom, the idea of inverting traditional teaching methods by delivering instructions online outside of the classroom, and using the time in school as a place to do homework, has gained in popularity in US schools. The teacher's role at school becomes one of a guide, while students watch lectures at home at their own pace, communicating with classmates and teachers online. The teachers facilitate rather than stand in front of the children telling them what to do, and the children just come in and get on with what they are doing, says an advocate of this style of classroom. It has surprised the teachers that the kids can excel on their own with minimal teaching intervention. In the developing world, where up to 57 million children are unable to attend primary school regularly because of the distance they have to travel, the idea of children learning without much adult intervention is a necessity, not a luxury. Technology is getting cheaper, And as more and more developing countries have access to the internet, the opportunities for these children who cannot presently attend school are very exciting, as they can study online and then only go to school occasionally. Imagine a world where every child has the chance of an education. Listen again. Technology is changing the way we live, but it hasn't had much impact on the way people learn at school. In nearly every high school classroom around the world, the desks face forwards with the teacher at the front, just like your classroom right now. The curriculum and theory in most schools in every country have not really changed for hundreds of years. Tom Smith, an educational expert at Harvard University, says, "The world needs a new curriculum. We have to rethink the 19th century curriculum. Most of the education products on the market are just aids to teach the existing curriculum," he says, "based on the idea that we need to teach better what we teach today." But he believes that this is a wrong concept. He feels a completely new core of subjects is needed, focusing on the skills that will equip today's learners for tomorrow's world of work. These include problem solving, creative thinking, and collaboration. Change is starting to happen already. The flipped classroom, the idea of inverting traditional teaching methods by delivering instructions online outside of the classroom and using the time in school as a place to do homework, has gained in popularity in US schools. The teacher's role at school becomes one of a guide, while students watch lectures at home at their own pace, communicating with classmates and teachers online. The teachers facilitate rather than stand in front of the children telling them what to do, and the children just come in and get on with what they are doing, says an advocate of this style of classroom. It has surprised the teachers that the kids can excel on their own, with minimal teaching intervention. In the developing world, where up to 57 million children are unable to attend primary school regularly because of the distance they have to travel, the idea of children learning without much adult intervention is a necessity, not a luxury. Technology is getting cheaper. And as more and more developing countries have access to the internet, the opportunities for these children who cannot presently attend school are very exciting, as they can study online and then only go to school occasionally. Imagine a world where every child has the chance of an education. Part C, writing. Question 15, dictation. Imagine a world where every child has the chance of an education. Listen again. Imagine a world where every child has the chance of an education. Listen again. Imagine a world where every child has the chance of an education. Question 16. Write down in English your own answer to this question and then continue with the rest of your test.